Rush Limbaugh has died. The legendary conservative radio host who ripped into liberals and foretold the rise of Donald Trump died today at the age of 70 in Florida. He had been diagnosed with lung cancer. Let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflicht for more on this. And David, Rush Limbaugh dominated commercial radio. I mean, his death comes when the country is so divided, and a lot of people think he had a lot to do with stoking those divisions. What are your thoughts?
Look, you have to give two sides to the equation. Rush Limbaugh was incredibly important to the political right, influenced a generation or more of Republican politicians, but also influenced, as you suggest, the nature of talk radio really made a national imprint on himself by using what he saw as humor, but also increasingly searing diatribes as well as sort of routines that played on racist and sexist and homophobic stereotypes in ways that were, it was kind of owning the libs before that was a phrase, but also hurtful to people who are real people, whether or not in public life incredibly prominently or just happened to sort of wander through the scopes of TV cameras. So it's a mixed but important legacy and record that Limbaugh leaves us.
On his show, he demonized liberals, especially during the Clinton and Obama administration. Here's Limbaugh on the air after Nancy Pelosi became the first female Speaker of the House.
Look at Miss Pelosi. Why? She can multitask. She can breastfeed. She can clip her toenails. She can direct the House, all while a kid sitting on her lap at the same time.
You actually interviewed Rush Limbaugh. How did he defend his take on air?
Look, he says he's there to be entertaining, but he says he's there to also explode pieties, that he doesn't care if he hurts people's feelings. That's kind of the point, but that he has a point to make. When I talked to Limbaugh, it was in service of a series that NPR was doing at the time, the idea of bridging the divide, that how do you bring people together in a polarized age? Seems quaint given how much more polarized we are now, right? But back then, he just said very honestly, that's not my problem. I'm not here to bridge any divides. I'm not here to knit America together. I'm here to make my point as clearly and strongly as possible, and I'm here to do it in a way that gets me the largest possible audience so that I can get, in his words, confiscatory ad rates. That is, he can just gouge advertisers for money, and he did it through shock and awe.
Limbaugh touted this idea as well of traditional Midwestern politics, and his brand of patriotism was really wrapped in this idea of it being a moral stance. There are now tons of conservative talk shows on the radio. He really set the stage for conservative media. Is that going to be his legacy?
Yeah, I think people are going to look to him as a lodestar and as a guiding light. People will invoke him in talk radio and in particularly in places like Fox News or Newsmax, the way in which Republican Party figures invoke Ronald Reagan. I think in some ways he's been outstripped by figures like Glenn Beck, like Alex Jones on the far out extremist right at InfoWars. Folks at Breitbart and other places are even more incendiary than he is. But Limbaugh shaped the notion that rhetoric could be inflammatory. You didn't have to cloak your intentions both politically, but in terms of who you're demonizing as well as who you're elevating. And that's all part of the Limbaugh story.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflicht on the death of Rush Limbaugh at 70 years old. Thank you so much.
You bet.